Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Dave Lee here, 620 on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS Face the Nation. And you might have seen her, like I did, filling in this week on the CBS Evening News again. She joins us here this morning. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We both took a break last week. How was your time off?
It was much needed. It was wonderful to take my son to the beach. Our family went away, and all of us, I really emphasize it. Even if you can't get away, try to take some mental health time because there's so much going on that's weighing on all of us.
It's intense, no matter what you do right now, no doubt. We hopped in the car and did a driving trip out to the Grand Tetons. I've never been there before. Yeah, so that was a good stress reliever. Hey, let me talk to you about a couple of things this morning, and then I want to ask you about the Sunday show, too. By the way, fun seeing you this week on the evening news, too, I might add. I wanted to ask you about one of the things I saw early this morning was New York's Attorney General going to sue to dissolve the NRA. What kind of ramifications will that have in now?
Well, it won't happen overnight. This is a decision that the New York Attorney General made, she said, in part because of this extensive investigation that has shown that from the very top, according to the lawsuit, there has been misuse of funds. This is a nonprofit. This is the largest gun rights organization in the country, extremely powerful, but its top executives are accused of self-dealing, using money that was paid by members for dues instead for lavish vacations. And so this kind of misuse of funds is what the heart of the lawsuit's about. What it actually results in is what is most likely to be a long, drawn-out, costly court battle. And that's not without consequence because this could drain the coffers of this lobby, of course. There's also other scrutiny in Washington, D.C. courts, and this is going to be a pitched battle. This is one of the most divisive issues in the country, of course. The idea of putting any kind of restrictions on gun rights, and the NRA has been a fierce opponent of that.
You and I have chatted a bit about the upcoming elections, which you've covered, of course, intensely over the years. And this is now a bipartisan effort, apparently, Margaret, calling for the Postal Service to reverse changes delaying mail deliveries. How big a story is this?
Potentially a very big one, particularly in the context of an election year. And that is one of the things that, you know, is up for debate in this completely stalled stimulus package, this package of rescue money that Congress has been promising for weeks. They've had 10 meetings over 2 weeks' time, unable to come to an agreement. And one of the things that Democrats want included, and House Democrats passed, was a financial boost to secure the election. Now, actually being able to carry out mail-in ballot voting processes in states around the country is something that needs some support and some boost. And so anything dealing with the Postal Service right now is very controversial in light of that.
Yeah, you're looking at some of the primaries where it's delayed. Can you imagine a presidential election 4 to 6 weeks delayed?
I can, and in fact, we're talking about it because I think we do need to, as a country, prepare for what could be a really messy election, not night, but week or maybe weeks. Our country has never had to carry out an election in the circumstances we are now facing. Dr. Fauci did come out just yesterday and said he does think in-person voting can be safely carried out if voting machines are 6 feet away, you keep your distance, you wear your mask. But as you know, sometimes you have to wait online and there are crowds and can you guarantee it? The idea that people may have their votes suppressed due to fear of going to the polls is what has led to this pressure in many states to carry out all voting by mail. Five states already do it. So now the Trump campaign, however, is opposing it. A state like Nevada, the Trump campaign in particular, is focused on and is actually taking the state to court over its plan to send mail-in ballots to residents proactively.
Hey, let me get back to something you just alluded to here a second ago, and that is apparently some late-night talks at the Capitol Thursday. So nothing was accomplished with Congress?
According to the reporting I have seen at this point, it hasn't been a breakthrough. There are minor points of agreement here, but what we've heard from Speaker Pelosi is that she doesn't want a piecemeal deal. She wants the whole enchilada, and the White House has been really stuck, unable on their end to deliver support from fellow Republicans for some of the things that the White House is also trying to push. So it's really been a very messy situation with high consequence for people at home who have seen the expiration of things like that $600 boost to federal unemployment and now are wondering about these moratoriums that have expired on things like student loan payments and evictions. President Trump has said that as soon as today, he could issue an executive order providing some protections for those having to make student loan payments and do things like extend unemployment benefits. But that also gets you into messy legal territory of what he can do through executive order without the consent of Congress.
Are you a TikToker?
I'm not. But I am following this story. And in fact, I will bring it up with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien when he joins us on Sunday. This is that social media app that is run by a Chinese company, and its U.S. Entity here may have to shut down within 45 days based on an executive order that the president issued last night. WeChat, another social media platform used within China, also in the targets of the administration. This is very controversial. And it is something that the administration says is necessary for national security reasons. I asked the Australian Prime Minister about it the other day, and he said his country's looked at it and doesn't see those national security risks.
Hmm. Well, do you know any of the other guests yet for Sunday?
We will talk about the latest with the virus as parents around the country are considering what to do with their kids. Make the classroom the kitchen table or send them back into a physical one with Dr. Scott Gottlieb. We'll also have the latest from our battleground tracker with Anthony Salvanto. He's looking at where voters are in Pennsylvania and Ohio when it comes to this upcoming election. What are they concerned about? What are they thinking? Who's ahead, Trump or Biden?
Yeah, and that reminds me, we'll talk with our governor later this morning and show about an hour about our school concerns here and some other things as well. Margaret, look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Glad you're back to work, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good.
She is Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation here on WCCO Radio. Good morning. Our time is 6:27. We'll head over to Steve coming up in just a few minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.